Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
There were two killers.
Luke, that's your daddy.
The robot did it.
Snape was a good guy.
He really wasn't cheating.
They was in purgatory the whole time.
What? Everybody dies.
Verbal Kent is Kaiser Sose.
They killed old Yella.
Oh my god. Everybody in this Tyler Perry movie got AIDS.
Spoiler movie reviews.
Hey, what's going on, all y'all out there listening to on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network or listening a month later on the free feed? It's Rod. I'm here for another solo review. This time I am reviewing the movie Fatale, which is the new black executive fan fiction romantic thriller starring Michael Ealy and Hilary Swank and Michael Coulter and Damaris Lewis and Tyron Turner, a bunch of people. I say a bunch of people, y'all don't know the rest of these people. Anyway, I'm doing a solo review. Of course, I plan to spoil it, as you know from the title of the show, Spoil Movie Reviews, but I also talk about what I like, what I didn't like, and I score from 0 to 5. I also got some comments on the last three reviews that I did solo, which is Midnight Sky, The Banker, and Okja. So if you want to stick around to hear my response to the feedback, stay to the end of the episode. All right, let's get into this review. Of course, this is for people who've seen the movie, don't ever plan on seeing the movie, or don't care about me spoiling it, because I'm going to spoil this movie. Fatale, directed by Dion Taylor, the man who gave us such classics as Traffic, another black executive fan fiction that I enjoyed. He also gave us The Intruder. This is his genre, black executive fan fiction. I haven't seen Black and Blue, but it looks like this is kind of what he does, the black people fighting the existential struggle against something. And he also did Meet the Blacks, apparently, which I've never seen, but look, okay. He's out here getting all this black executive fan fiction money. At any rate, he directed it, and it's written by David Lowery, which is a white man, but he has written The Intruder, Obsessed, Passenger 57, and Lakeview Terrace. Also Money Train. Like, let me find out he's welcome to the cookout, okay? Apparently this man has made some of my favorite black movies. So let's get into our review. Let's talk about what you liked about it. What did I like about this movie? Okay, first and foremost, it's short, okay? Hour 42 minutes. You know, I like me a good hour and a half. Hour and a half is the goal, you know, like I don't need more than that, but hour 42, pretty good. Other things I like, I mean, when I tell you it's black executive fan fiction, y'all. I didn't tell y'all what the plot line is. Okay, so the plot line is, after a one night stand, a successful married man, played by Michael Ealy, finds himself entangled in a cunning police detective's latest investigation. Okay, so that's kind of the synopsis of the plot or whatever. But what I like I said, runtime, it is so black executive fan fiction. I mean, Michael Ealy is playing a sports agent whose biggest client is Lance Stevenson or something. A sports agent. This movie doesn't take place in 2006, by the way. It takes place in 2021 or whatever, 2020, we're supposed to believe. But they're super excited that Lance Stevenson is coming to him and Mike Coulter's agency. Yeah, exactly. But they end up he's supposed to be like the, I don't even know if Maverick Carr, he's supposed to be like the Jeff Bezos of sports agents. Like, he's not just rich, he's super rich. Like, you know, supermodel wife, private jet, sports car, $1 billion mansion type of rich, you know, like just that ridiculously opulent rich that they do in these black executive fan fiction movies. That, I mean, like, there is no middle class in the black executive fan fiction. Nobody just has a two-bedroom apartment. No one just has a loft in Manhattan. No one just, like, you are, like, I own the building of the loft in Manhattan, you know? So I did love the opulence, you know, the of course the building that they work in, they're like corner officed up, beautiful view of the city type of thing. So just completely over the top, and I love my black executive fan fiction to be completely over the goddamn top. Another thing I'll give them credit for, the action scenes in this movie, because it's also a romance, it's also a thriller, and so there's these scenes where, you know, there's like Hilary Swank's character is having shootouts with people and all kinds of stuff, murdering people, you know, like I said, and spoilers, she turns out to be the bad guy. But there's these great action sequences that are really well done. One reminded me, she took the double barrel shotgun to Tyron Turner, who looks great, by the way. He plays Tyron Abernathy in this show, in this movie. I love when they do that, where they don't change the first name. But he looks just like we look in Menace to Society, keeping, you know, black don't crack. So he gets killed by Hilary Swank's character after trying to set her up as a you know, to kill her. And like, that action sequence is really good. It made me want to see Hilary Swank in action movies. I would love to see her in the Possible White Man movies. I hope she's considering it, because she would make a dope, like Sarah Connor type heroine, you know? So anyway, action sequences were really good. The fight between Michael Ealy and the would-be assassin that comes to his house to try to kill him, that kind of sets all the stuff in motion. That's in the negative, but anyway, the actual fight, the choreography, amazing choreography, good choreography. Loved it. So I love the way they shot action in this movie. Very good. Another thing I like, the music selection. Like, I honestly went and googled the soundtrack to the music to this movie, because I was like, these songs kind of go, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I might have to add a couple of these to the rotation. I went straight to Spotify. I was like, oh, who all is on this shit? Cause, you know, this joint got some hits, you know? So, that I will give them that. And I love when they go with music that's not like, cause these movies a lot of times don't have a big budget. I think this one had $8 million, which is a pretty big budget for this type of movie. But a lot of times these movies have such a bad budget that all the music is like the director's cousin who got a mixtape. And it's like, we need a song that sound like strippers. And then they're in the club and the song is like, shaking, 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 shaking that ass. Or shaking, 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 shaking that ass. And you like, I've never heard this song before. I don't think people in Vegas strip to this song. This sound like something you hear in the parking lot with a dude selling you a mixtape. And this one, they were like, nah, we're actually going to go out and have like, you know, the city girls on this shit and Lucky Day on the soundtrack. And I'm like, yo, this is honestly what we need, you know? So I actually appreciated that. Let me see, what else did I like? Michael Ealy does pensive black man better than anyone in the business. I honestly can't think of anyone, not even Sterling K. Brown, does pensive as good as Michael Ealy does it. That nigga just look like he worried all the time. In every single scene, he looks worried. Okay, so he gave a great performance as worried black man. He pretty much has been playing this role his whole life. I think the only time he didn't was in that movie where The Perfect Guy, where he turned out to be the bad guy. And then I like Hilary Swank, and I love the chemistry between them. They had a couple good scenes together. Like, they sleep together, and when they have a one night stand in Vegas, and of course he's secretly married, he doesn't tell her that, but he goes to leave and she's locked his wallet in the safe box in the room.
Where's my
phone?
Can't find my phone.
it's in the, I'm safe.
What?
I put it in there in case you tried to sneak away.
Okay, well, just give me a combination.
I forgot it.
Seriously? You're kidding, right?
Nope.
Look, I, you know, gotta get to McCarran, so I don't have time to play games.
Well, then you shouldn't have come to Vegas.
Yeah, just give me the code, please.
Well, then you'd leave.
Yeah, that's the general idea.
Well, what if I'm not done with you?
What do you mean, not done with me?
And I need more. Come on, Darren from Seattle. Stay and play.
So, yeah, she, you know, to me, you know, in that scene, I love it because, of course, he's pensive. He's married. He hasn't told her that he's married because they meet at a bachelor party. He ends up sleeping with her, but he doesn't have his ring on. And so he's cheating. And we know he's married, so we know this nigga need to get the fuck out of there and get home and get on his plane. And she's like playing these flirtatious games with him. And I think, you know, that can be really hot, you know, especially if he really was a single guy and it was just a one night stand. But because we know the circumstances, it's like, who play like that? Locking people shit up in the middle of the night and putting it in the safe in the for the code box, like, you know, I'm like, is she crazy? What's going on here? And then another intense scene too was later when, because essentially he sleeps with this woman, she's a cop, and he lies about his name and what he does and where he's from and all this shit. And he gets back home, someone attempts to murder him, and when they send the cops in, guess who comes in?
Mr. and Mrs. Tyler, I'm Detective Valerie Quinlan.
It's Hillary Swank is the lead detective on this attempted murder case.
This was a very terrifying ordeal for you guys tonight. Your first name, is it Derek or Darren?
Derek.
Derek. I understand that you came face to face with the intruder.
I didn't see his face. You know, he just choking me. He fired the gun a couple of times.
Have we met before?
Excuse me?
I'm certain I know you from somewhere.
I don't think so.
That played, but yeah, so I love that stuff because we get different chemistry. We get the sexy chemistry when they first meet, and she's white girl dancing on the dance floor and whatnot. And shout out to Hillary Swank because I've never really seen her play what I would call like a sexy role. I'm not that I have watched all her movies, she may have done this before, but she really was able to kind of do the femme fatale, you know, the like, you know, seductive stuff, the sexy stuff. You know, they didn't go too far. Hillary Swank, she got two like Oscars or some shit. She ain't finna put them titties out there for y'all, but she definitely gave you sex appeal, and then she gave you murderous, dangerous, conniving person. She gave you slightly unhinged. She gave you all the stuff that you need from these, and I did appreciate that. I'm trying to think. That might be it for likes. Let's go into dislikes. So dislikes, man, the plot to this movie is so predictable. Even when it drops like a possible twist, it just, they never go for you didn't see this coming, you know, which is, you know, kind of sad, honestly, because they had so many chances to really like do something you didn't see coming. So they the opening scene, they're sitting around in full runway garb, right, like they're ready to go to a movie premiere. But there's just, you know, they do this in all the Black executive fan fiction. It's just like two couples chilling, two or three couples, but they're all, the men are dressed in suits, the women are dressed in gowns, and they're just like having a glass of wine on the balcony, with a view over the, you know, on the veranda, you know, overlooking the valley or some shit, right? And so, they basically said, okay, look, we are not fucking around. We just gonna let y'all know. Mike Coulter, his best friend, and his wife, who is played by Damaris Lewis, they are fucking each other, and they are angry, dark-skinned blacks that are conniving. Now, in this movie, no one actually comes off good, even Michael Ealy, even Hilary Swank, so... You know, I can't even really say that's a colorism thing. I don't think there's any good people in this fucking movie. Everyone turns out to be like kind of murderous and bad, but it was so obvious. Like right away, it was like, these niggas are evil. And so when you find out halfway through the movie that Mike Coulter is fucking, Michael Ealy's wife, he's all blown by it and shit. But like, they never were subtle about the fact that Mike Coulter was a piece of shit. Even when they go to the bachelor party, Mike Coulter yanks the wedding ring off of Michael Ealy's hand and tells him basically go out and start cheating. Like, so there's nothing redeemable. You don't really see how they're friends, or any of this shit. So that was kind of weird. And as far as the plot goes, I mean, we find out that Derek has a past of, you know, he's an athlete and now he's an agent, but back in the day he was kind of like a, you know, a street tough, and he did some crimes and his cousin took the fall for him, and now his cousin, played by Tyron Turner, who is, you know, Kane from Menace to Society, he is like the gangster cousin who he keeps around, who he pays money to every so often just to like to thank him for taking the rap for him. Well, when this person comes in to kill Michael Ealy, we never find out who that person was that tried to kill him. We know it's like a hired assassin, and apparently it's motherfucking the Winter Soldier, because whoever hired this dude paid top dollar, because this nigga had hands. It took everything to just to get him out of the house and all this shit. And so we, that never really truly comes back up. It's like, this happened, but like Hilary Swank, who's supposed to be there to solve this murder, she don't do shit. We don't, or this attempted murder, she don't solve shit. So that's one thing, that's another weakness in the plot, I thought, cause how do you have a narrative loose end like that? And even Hilary Swank character, who they tried to add some depth to by giving her a child custody battle that she had with her ex-husband, who's like the DA, and it's because she got drunk and left her gun out, and I think her child shot herself, although we don't really get conclusive like what happened. I assume she shot herself because I think later we see the child is in a wheelchair, so you know, the assumption is that the child was badly injured. And so, they make the ex-husband so evil. Cause honestly, they could have made it so he kind of had a point, but he treats her like, you piece of shit, bitch. Like, I'll fuck it. Like, I need to be killed. That's how his whole demeanor in this movie is, someone needs to kill me. Cause I'm out of control. You ain't never seeing your daughter, bitch. You know, like, he's just get the fuck off my lawn. And I'll get 100 feet, bitch, restraining order. And then later, it finds out that he's like a dirty DA, and she's like, well, now that you're in the middle of this fucking trial, I want to get half custody for my kid. And even then he's like, you will never see your child, cause I am a dirty DA and I do be framing niggas, but I'm so powerful and connected, you'll never fucking be able to get this baby from me. Now get the fuck out of my face, ho. And he's just like, god damn, why'd they write this nigga so evil? He's not even reasonable. The only thing that makes it make sense is that later, when Michael Ealy accidentally, quote unquote, kills this man, we're supposed to go, well, he was a piece of shit. Cause that's the only way that makes sense, cause technically he took an innocent man's life. And they do everything, all the cliche, corny bullshit, to make it be like, He went down there to not kill the man and to tell the man that his ex-wife was framing him for murder and all this shit. And instead, he just fucking goes, fuck you, nigga, and starts swinging on him. And then, you know, he gets killed with no witnesses. And they never bring up that murder again. They never solve it. No one, it doesn't show Michael Ealy getting his DNA out of there, getting rid of, like, it's just literally, they just drop it like it didn't matter. Like, no one found that body and everything's fine, which is another weak part of this movie. The happy ending essentially is he shoots Hillary Swank, after she kills his cousins for trying to kill her, and she has framed, him for the murder of his wife and best friend. Because she shows where Mike Coulter and Damaris Lewis characters, Raph and Tracy, she shows Michael Ealy where they go to fuck. And Michael Ealy is like, oh no, man, oh no, oh, I can't believe this. And he gets drunk, goes down the Hillary Swank's house, fucks her, and then she hints like maybe he should kill both of them, and he says no. He's not gonna do that, but don't tempt me, because the way I'm feeling right now. And then apparently off screen he goes to see them, confronts them, and then they end up murdered, and we see it later, like he went and confronted them, but he didn't kill them, and Hillary Swank apparently did kill him, and now he's framed for the murder of his wife and homeboy. And that the happy ending is he shoots Hillary Swank, records her confessing all of her shit, like she just, like, you know how they do with these movies, apparently if you record somebody just randomly in a conversation saying shit, there's no way that the legal system will not follow through, right? And they won't ask about her murdered DA husband or your cousins or any other crimes that, you know. Oh man, this shit was so ridiculous. But yeah, so like the happy ending is like Terrence J and some woman are like doing a radio show, and it's like, shout out to the big homie Derek Tyler, I guess we was wrong, he got away free today, he was acquitted on all charges. And I'm just like, that would never happen. And there's so many loose ends in this movie that just don't make sense. You know, who was the person that tried to kill him? Did Hillary Swank character even die? She got shot in the stomach, but we never show her die. There's a period in time where she stabs this nigga like 8-9 times with a big ass butcher knife and he don't die. Nothing's wrong with him. He's just in a car driving off at the end of the movie. It's such a weird, weird movie. And then like the lesson they try to impart from Terrence J, which is like, I guess we shouldn't assume a black man is guilty just because he accused of a crime. I'm like, what are we, huh? Are we trying to do message at the end of this? Another thing that didn't work for me, Lance Stevenson as your big athlete cameo. Like, you would have come out better with like a younger, like a Lonzo Ball or LaMelo Ball or something like that. The idea that we were supposed to be blown away at Lance Stevenson being signed by them. They had to say Lance Stevenson's name because none of us knew who he was. We were like, who? I think I kind of know that guy. Maybe who's, what is his name? Is that Zion? No, it's not him. Who is that? Like, so that was kind of a weird, like, this is the best athlete we could get that wouldn't charge us an arm and leg to be in this movie, you know? So that was kind of a really weird thing. They could have, might as well had John Sally in there. It just made no fucking sense. So yeah, those are kind of like the downers, you know. So let's go ahead and score from 0 to 5. So I give this movie, I'm gonna cheat a little bit, I'm gonna give it 2 different ratings. All right, if you're a black executive fan fiction fan the way that I am, I think this movie is a like a 4 out of 5. Like, it's not great by any means. It's definitely a horrible plot, bad writing, narrative loose ends all over the place. But when you're talking about black executive fan fiction, it hits all the notes of just the opulence and the extreme. Like, this motherfucker is living in like Oprah's home. You know what I mean? Like, this is ridiculous how rich this man is for a movie like this. So I think 4 out of 5, maybe 3 out of 5. If you're talking about just a movie, on a 0 out of 5, if it's a good movie, 1 out of 5. It's not good. Okay, Hilary Swank gives a good performance. Michael Ealy gives a good performance, but that's not enough to save the nonsensicalness of this plot and the extreme predictability. It's like every part where I would have liked to see something like Hilary Swank was in on the framing of this man, like maybe Hilary Swank is in on it with Michael, with Mike Coulter and Damaris Lewis, and setting up Derek, like something like that would have been cool and a twist you don't see coming. But yeah, every time they had a chance to do that, they didn't. They just pulled up short. So I can't really in good conscience give this a good rating. All right, let's go ahead and get into our comments from the last episodes I did by myself. The Midnight Sky, I got one comment from Seversified, who says, I love sci-fi, but Jesus movie was boring and Maya was killed off. How is humanity going to live with possibly 3 people? Yeah. Yeah, it was so bleak and depressing that it lost a lot with that. So, and I'm killing my, that was such a bad movie. I hated they did that. Really did. And it didn't make sense for why they needed to do it. It's like they literally could have had all those people make it back from space. They didn't have to have them sacrifice themselves or die horribly in an asteroid attack. Bad decisions. Episode 318, The Banker. Tootie Taurus says, hi Rod, thanks for this review. I've been wanting to see The Banker since they first started talking about it before the controversy put the release on hold. I don't have Apple TV Plus, so I definitely appreciate all this spoilery goodness. Thanks, Karina. Definitely worth watching. Looks beautiful and all that stuff. I did not even know about the controversy. I think maybe I heard about it but didn't look into it, and I didn't have Apple TV Plus, and you know, I almost kind of benefited from not knowing, because I just watched it, and from my understanding, it's like not even the characters in the movie, but like the son of one of the main characters of the movie, who I guess is tangentially in the movie but not big in the movie, was accused of sexual assault or something. I didn't follow that closely, so I guess I can't say that tainted my view of it at all. I just enjoyed the movie, didn't realize that was a controversy that was attached to this film. And it's a shame if that's what kept people from watching it, or that's why they had to delay it, because I don't think this movie really has anything to do with that. But, you know, I also haven't looked into this, so maybe there's a big thing I'm missing where it's directly tied to something in this movie, but I don't know. I thought the movie was good. Lastly, episode 319, Okja. Natasha P. says, so glad you reviewed this. It was wonderfully written, directed, acted, and filmed. Thank you. It was. I was so surprised at how much I love this film, man. It was so good. Seversify says, I'm a big fan of Bong Joon-ho. Besides Parasite, my favorite films of his are The Host, Snowpiercer, and Mother. Okja had me in my feelings and furthers my thoughts on meat consumption. Yeah, it was funny because I watched it and then I thought, man, I shouldn't eat meat. And then my HelloFresh box arrived and I was like, I ordered meat. I'm definitely not going to let this meat sit here. I'm going to eat this meat. So, you know, sorry, Okja. But, I loved this film. Not a huge fan of Snowpiercer. I know that's a lot of people's, like, favorite of his, or one of his favorite. Parasite, of course, is amazing. I've watched The Host, but I'm not 1,000% sure, but I think I watched The Host. Yeah, I definitely watched The Host and I loved it. Yes, about the creature. But I don't think I've seen Mother, so I might have to check that one out. I'm gonna have to find out where I can watch Mother, and make that my next move, you know what I'm saying, pimp, you know what I'm saying. They got it on Hulu. Okay, well I'm gonna add that shit on Hulu right now, man. Okay, because your boy likes some Bong Joon-ho. So all right, y'all, that's it for today's for this sport movie review for Fatale. Y'all check me out for my next solo review. I hope y'all enjoyed this. If so, leave comments. I know this is in theaters. I didn't see it in the theater. I saw it at home. And I know you have, I think you can only rent it now. You can't buy it. So I don't know that I'll get any comments because maybe none of y'all even saw this shit. So I may be talking, this one's for me. You know what I'm saying? So all right, I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.